brought in the Crepe Myrtle this month, talking trees for our Tree of the Month, and we've got Jerry online. She wants to talk about the Crepe Myrtle. Welcome to the broadcast, Hi. Jerry.
Hi there. I moved here about 3 years ago, and I've gardened my whole life, and I was really excited about what I was going to do different here from what I'd done in Southern California. And I found out that, yes, you could grow crepe myrtles here. That's what I was told initially. Then I went to, I won't name the nurseries, and they look terrible. They just look terrible. Then I got on the internet and did a search, and all these people were saying, no. I mean, I think there was one positive example, and it was somebody that was living in Mesa that had managed to get that to grow. Mm-hmm. Now, they list all the, some of the nurseries say, we have like 6 or 7 different varieties that will work here, all of which, when I asked people who had, supposedly had experience, said, forget it, they won't work. That can't be true from what you're saying.
Yeah.
They must grow.
Yeah, they do. And so, they do well. They do need to have a good, healthy growing environment, a nice, well-drained soil. And they need to be fertilized, maybe a little more often than a native tree might. But they are, they're so well adapted to our climate if you get the right varieties. Again, John J. Harper would be a great one to talk to regarding the specific cultivars that they have that are adapted to our climates. You know, they are more suitable to other parts of the country. But they have certain ones that are really good for this lower desert climate. And I would, consult the nurseries again, lean on them. You know, I think a lot of the problems that we have are because we don't have the right cultural conditions around our trees. A nice amount of organic soil worked into the soil around our trees to help get them a good head start. But yeah, the ones I've seen in recent years have been just really beautiful. Again, sometimes a microclimate is important. The ones do really well on a north exposure on your house, so they're not getting beat up in that mid to late afternoon sun. So try to, again, keep them in a well-irrigated area, protected from afternoon sun, and you should have no problem at all.
You'd mentioned Jay. He's every time we get questions about something a little exotic, maybe it's an avocado or a banana, we'll tell him, that's really not a great one. He's like, I stop saying that because I'll always get a call from a half dozen. Oh, I've got one and it does great and blah, blah, blah. But just like you said, the microclimate that they had to put to make this work, and I'm not saying the crepe myrtle's that sensitive, but whoever Jerry could have been talking to, if this is somebody that moved in from out of state, had a brand new home with a bare landscape and stuck a crepe myrtle right in the middle, surrounded by 3-block walls.
Well, one of the big problems that we have is that there are a lot of different cultivars that are being sold, I'm sorry to say, through some of our big box stores that are national chains that sell them across several different regions of the country and without regard to their adaptability to a climate like ours. I would rely upon some of the local companies, the local nurseries that source their materials specifically for this area. So look for your smaller nurseries where they can give you those specific qualifiers for they're not going to be shopping for trees that don't do well here. And the big box stores can afford to dump some of that inventory out on an unknowing public. And I've seen that happen. There's a lot of fruit trees at some of those big box stores that don't have enough chill hours. We don't have enough chill hours here to even allow those to bear fruit. So lean on your local nurseries, and I think you'll be a lot happier.
Why is that? What is a chill hour?
Well, those are the number of hours below 40 degrees that fruit trees require to be able to bear fruit. And those chill hour requirements vary from tree to tree and species to species. And generally we tell people to you have to have a minimum of 150 chill hours, or about 150 maximum chill hour requirement for trees to do well, or even 200 can sometimes be more than what we get in a given year. Sometimes we'll have a very mild winter, and you will not get 200 chill hours. So if you've got a 250 or 300 chill hour stone fruit, it simply won't bear fruit that year. So look for those ones that have a chill hour requirement kind of in 150 to 200 hour range, and you'll be pretty safe or pretty confident that it'll bear fruit here in Arizona.
1-888-767-4348. We've got four calls lined up, but one line open. We'll come back after this and run through them all. 1-888-767-4348, or you can text 411-923. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.